I think some of the factors that have caused these hardships for Filipino Americans, like, even connects further back to, like, our immigration history, and connects further back to, like, our homeland history, too. Our homeland history and like, current issues that are going on right now, too. There's, like, very, like, intrinsic basic problems that are happening in the Philippines that are continuously creating a divide among those who are more affluent or have more political power or have more monetary power are pretty much exploiting, like, the majority of the population in the Philippines and leaving them in poverty. And that's creating, like, a mass exodus of Filipinos from the Philippines to go elsewhere, to go abroad, globally, and U.S. being one of the spots. And then just, like, the current history and the historic relationship of the Philippines and the U.S. has been, it's been a challenge, because with the Philippines being granted kind of like a misconstrued independence, it's still under the ownership, under the control, under a lot of influence by the U.S., unfortunately. And so a lot of these hardships are related to that, Filipinos in both the Philippines and abroad in the U.S. don't have access to their own resources, don't have self-determination, can't create these decisions without this overbearing power, like, controlling everything else. And so that's what creates the majority of these hardships, that there's other systems that are controlling the self-will and the determination of Filipinos. But it's rooted into that, into those basic problems, and then it manifests into, like, different systems, different symptoms of, you know, we're ending up finding a lot of low-income communities here, we're finding a lot of joblessness, we're finding a lot of gender differences too, about how Filipino men and women interact. We're finding a lot of just different manifestations and symptoms of these basic problems that are relating to the hardships that Filipinos are going through now here in the Bay Area and also in the Philippines.